And we're back.
We're back, dude.
Yeah.
So that's, I appreciate you trying to cover for a little
bit. I remember, yeah. Last week I tried to step in when you guys were doing battle.
Yeah.
That was, there's that, no, well,
dude.
I don't know if you got that, but Matt's clearly the one saying.
Yeah. What, was this on the Nate episode? The Nate Marshall one?
No, yeah, on Patreon. All yeah. I was saying is if, like, I let my experience be the judge of how I think about things. Because at the end of the day, it's impossible for an average person to figure out exactly what's going on. You pretty much, you just watch the news, and, you know, that's, you just believe one thing or you don't, and that's kind of how you rock. Until, like, when people start quoting the numbers, it's like, dude, you can pick one study of anything and be like, oh, here's what happened. Until there's, like, a meta-analysis of, like, oh, here's all of the data. We, you know, people just don't have that right now.
But I'll tell you, like, what, dude.
What?
Something munched my hand last night.
Yeah.
Dude, you see that?
Ew.
I think it was a mosquito bite.
You think
but
it was,
like, it itched like crazy last night, but now it hurts like a bruise. I got munched.
You munched by, secretly? You got munched by the bar?
No, this was middle of the night. Middle of the night, I got munched. By, like, what we can only hope was a mosquito.
True.
Instead of a spider.
It might be the next outbreak, dude.
Could be a bad spider.
We could have a mutated spider outbreak next.
That would be trouble.
But, yeah, that's what I was saying to LeMaire. I was just like, yeah, jumping right back in.
Yeah. Let's
All
talk.
I was saying is if you,
let's
stop,
COVID.
If you stop watching news, you wouldn't be afraid. Yeah, as afraid. Because your direct experience, there's not, like.
Well, you wouldn't know.
Dude, we've had flus that are, I'm not, like I said, I don't want anyone to get this, but it's like, there was a flu where it was like the same, like a 0.03 case fatality rate. We had two of them in like the, I think the 50s and 70s. Ask anyone who was lived through that how it was. Like, I don't know, we didn't know.
Yeah.
So it's like, again, it's bad. It's not a good fucking thing because they wipe a ton of people out, but like,
dude, yeah, LeMaire.
Like, I can't let the air hit my face. That's what LeMaire was saying anyway. And I was like, LeMaire, dude, mask up. I'll knock it off.
That's what I thought, dude.
I mean, we're bad boy bubby status where we're like going outside and we're like, go outside. You know, it's like, you know, don't spread it. Don't get it.
Although it is, I will say that this is very annoying. Like, I'll go do a show and somebody will be like, take your fucking mask off, pussy.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm around. There's four shows this week. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be around 400 people.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to wear a fucking mask.
For sure.
And if you come up to me to be like, yo, let's take a picture, please wear a mask.
Yeah, well, that's...
It's very annoying to be... I've like, gone out of my way to avoid it.
Yeah.
And then I'll be at the bar and some dude without a mask will, like, walk up to my face and be like, do you mind? Like, just breathing straight into my face. And I'll be like, hey, man, chill. How are you? Like,
yeah,
put the
yeah.
mask on and they're instantly like, I don't fucking have it. I'm like, I know you don't.
Dude.
Relax.
I mean, yeah, 100%.
So.
But it's like... What they could do is say, all right, that guy should be able to go do his thing. And then if you're like, hey, dude, this shit's terrifying me. I don't want any part of it. I don't have, like, my immune system's not set up for this shit. Dude, chill. Go hop on the dole. Go get paid. But just let the boys who want to work, let them go do their fucking thing. That's all I'm saying. But, yeah, it is. It's equally dickish to be like, take the fucking thing off, pussy.
Well,
like,
no. I will take that back. Nobody's been dickish towards me, but they will, like, jokingly be like, you pussy.
Well, it's just something to call someone a pussy.
I understand.
Yeah.
For sure.
And they're happy to see you. They're like, come here.
It's just something. It's nice to call someone a pussy about that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I see someone driving in their car with a mask on, my honest thought is, like, pussy.
Yeah.
But then again,
I've accidentally done it a few times.
I've done it too. I've come out of a store and been driving. I'm like, fuck. Dude,
yeah.
Fuck,
everybody's driving, laughing at me.
When you're driving, you caught it. Did you keep it on? Did you take it off?
Took it off.
Oh, I absolutely took it off. Took it off quickly.
Yeah. Yeah,
me too. Definitely.
But you kept it on?
I'm bought in the other way. Like, I thought Trump was going to die. Like, when we went to the hospital. I'm like propaganded the other way, where I'm like, damn, dude, what are they gonna do?
Imagine, I heard that windbreaker shift.
So imagine you heard the wind moving?
Yeah, I heard the windbreaker over there on LeMaire. I thought he was excited to have an ally. He was about to jump back into this fight.
Why
I know
you're that in the studio.
Oh, talking to
I don't, yeah, why would he wear a fucking
gym teacher?
The noisiest possible material.
He's a special.
Why would you be wearing a fucking windbreaker to work sound?
He wore swishy pants, I think, the other day. He was the last person I've seen in swishy pants.
Totally cavalier. Could get fired any day.
I do wear swishy pants, yes. I wore them yesterday.
And Jesus. What type of jacket is that?
Don't mute your mic. Leave it on. Live in this shame. Live in this shame.
It's a sick shirt, though. Noise. Sick Nike underneath.
Hell yeah,
people
dude.
Listen to this at work, man.
Yeah, so, LeMaire, what were you about to say, LeMaire?
I don't remember.
He was just doing levels.
Yeah, I was doing levels. Yeah, I was doing levels.
I saw that. I caught it.
Quite the hot dog.
Who, LeMaire?
Yeah.
Lemaire, we've been saying it. It's crazy to see the transformation of Lemaire in the last couple weeks. Maybe because I wasn't around him.
Yeah.
For a while, I didn't know you turned into such a hot dog, dude.
Keep that. He's
a hot dog.
The facial hair's new too, right? Did you have that at the roast when you fucking wore those lady shoes?
No.
The facial hair is nice, though. Yeah. The facial hair seems like a very humbling gesture.
It works for you.
Have you eaten any pussy?
No.
No?
Fair enough. You shouldn't do that.
Well, then quit hot dogging.
What?
Quit hot dogging.
It's for me.
Yeah, but you're hot dogging like you're eating a bunch of pussy.
No.
Which will keep you away from
actual
pussy.
You got to eat pussy and then hot dog. You're tiptoeing. You're fucking high stepping down the sidelines right now.
You can hot. I think you can hot dog.
Hot dogging, zero pussy hot dogging.
Hell yeah! I think that's fucking powerful. You
zero
pussy
hot dogging.
That's fucking sick.
On paper, it does sound great.
I mean, dude, we had the whale man. I'm thinking about the whale man that came to our school.
Yeah, I remember like the whale man.
Yeah, we had a whale man. The guy came to our school. I don't know how he lined this deal up. This guy with the ponytail was like an expert on whales, and he was go to Catholic schools and be like, I should go talk to your school about
whales. Your school's going
to
need to know
apparently
about whales.
He was a secret neo-Nazi as well. That was the other thing, too. Confirmed by my boy Shutsky, who said he heard him spitting on the church steps, and he was a Satanist and a neo-Nazi. But I don't, I've talked about this before. I don't mean to, you know, dig up old dirt. But
true. You do continuously trash the whale man.
I mean, the fact that, again,
it's incredible that a guy was a whale man.
And he would go
at a Pennsylvania school. Yeah. To be like, hey, kids, let's talk about marine wildlife. Oh, all you are going to be like accountants? Damn.
And I don't think he was like an actual marine biologist. I think he was a dude before the internet who just like read one book on whales and everyone's like, you're an expert.
That's what you had to have. You had to. People were Wikipedia. Yeah. And there would just be one guy in town you'd go to and be like, who's the whale guy? We got to call the whale guy.
Whale man came in. Dude, call Malone. We had the whale man and we.
The whale man.
We had the whale man and we should start doing like a Karl Malone impersonation sketch on this show. That'd be great, dude.
True.
Like, maybe one of us will dress up.
Maybe go full blackface. Anyway, then work late night. Anyway.
Oh my God!
But Lemaire, you're gonna let my man here dunk on you on the COVID. Where was that courage? Remember last week when you had a bunch of courage? Now this week, Matt's gonna come in here and dance on you.
My main point was again, if you stop
hot dogging.
If you stop watching the news, you wouldn't be as scary.
You'd
be scared. The news is what's hyping everybody up right now, dude.
That was not your main point.
What was my main point?
It definitely wasn't that.
That was my one of my top points.
Your main point was one of my top points. I think your main point was we shouldn't have shut down the economy.
Exactly.
That was it.
Exactly. And if you let your experience be the judge rather than just being like, what did you say, Don? Okay. I'll be good. And then all of your relationships are based off that. Dude, once you get out of the quest for literal truth, way easier because you're never going to prove anything right ever. There's always conflicting information outside and within you because you're in your head at some point you're having both perspectives on some level. Otherwise, you're not thinking. That's what thinking is. It's like, here's the thing. Oh, well, maybe not. And if you just shut off the maybe not part, you just become, you know, basically an automaton.
Can't turn that maybe not off.
But that's what people don't want to realize.
I got a strong maybe not.
Everyone does. If you're paying attention,
like
people are like, I'm a Republican. It's like, yeah, but within you, you do have a part of you that argues kind of the other side. When you're like, we can't have the border. We can't have kids coming over the border.
Come on, boy.
Can't have kids coming over the border, blah, blah, blah.
Can't have kids.
You know? Yeah. Well, dude, you know how they have, like, when people defend, they'll have, like, kids who are, like, in tinfoil blankets and over the border. And people will be like, shouldn't have came here. That's what you get. But it's also like, all right, well, maybe we could fucking make it just a teeny bit nicer. And in their head, they're probably like, is that kind of fucked up we doing? No, it's not. Shut up, dude. And if you were in your friend circle, if you guys were all, you know, a certain political persuasion, and you're just like, I don't know, I think it's kind of fucked up. They're like, shut the fuck up, dude. Blah, blah, blah. So it becomes more about kind of like keeping your social interactions in check versus like an accurate picture of reality. That's all I'm saying, dude. You know,
does this have to do with it's something called individuation, the process of individuation that happens, the maturity? Do you know about this? Can you just tell me about this? I'm trying to learn about it.
I know a little about that. You know, if you can get out of the hive mind, it's actually a terrifying thing to do. But the idea is you're supposed to kind of think about what you initially want to do, what you actually believe, and try to pursue that as much as you can. Yeah. But this is what the whole Matrix thing. If like there are a bunch of Agent Smiths who come up and they're like, stop doing that, stop doing that, stop doing that.
Oh, shit.
So, But it's just really just figuring out what you're actually into, what you actually believe, and trying to be as honest with that as possible.
I go through spells of like 20 minutes on YouTube where I'm trying to fix everything in my mind, and then just like little words stick. So I was like, I have no other chance to ask you, so fuck it.
You can text me. It's no big deal.
Yeah, all right.
But I'm not like an expert. I know it's just the process of becoming your actual true self rather than your preordained social roles that you kind of take on and, you know, live out. That's all.
Is that when you have to regulate how much you yell at yourself? Like you were talking about the two voices, you know? Where you're like the one guy thinks this, and then you're – what was the voice you said? Yeah, that?
I'm talking about Paul, you're like treating your thinking rational mind as a roommate?
Yeah, and then maybe. I hope. I'm trying to get out of it at this point in time because Shane didn't look at me when I asked for help, so I'm kind of fucking out here on a limb. So
well,
I'm
wait, what was
takes his no, fucking you pants said, off soon because I'm dying.
You pointed at me and said, what was the
fine,
thing you
dude,
called
what
him?
The fuck?
Yeah, I'm not a saying roommate? It was a good grappling hook for help, dude. I missed the building. But
I was like,
I had to go off this fucking deck.
Well, yeah, that's the idea that your mind is typically trying to make. Is solve problems all the time. It's trying to like completely. It's trying to make your life better and better and better and better and better. And it doesn't really kind of look at things as they are. I'm like, oh, this is kind of sweet. It's always like, well, this is sweet, but there's this thing. You know, you kind of drive yourself nuts. So yeah, that's the one thing you call your mind. You put your mind as like a different thing. You call it Paul or like Joe or whatever. So when you're thinking like, man, this sucks. This sucks. You can be like, thank you for your input, Joe. But and this is what I was saying before in terms of literal truth. Like, start figuring out like, does this suck? Do I suck? There's no way you can ever figure that out, but you can say like functionally, does it work if I just ignore that and do the thing I'm supposed to do? The answer is yes, dude. That's what functional truth is all about. So, all
right.
But yeah, if you're looking for literal truth, the best thing you can get is a bunch of people who disagree with you, and then you just make like a covert bond to like never disagree with each other on a certain level. And you know, that's just that. People come in like, well, actually, you're like, fuck you motherfucker.
Yeah. So
echo chamber shit.
Yeah. You know the deal.
I got that at the end.
You know the drill.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't look. Come on, I don't want to hijack the cast. I have other outlets.
No,
I asked.
He asked, yeah.
I have other outlets for, you know, this kind
this of is
show.
Good.
Thank you, bro.
I got nothing.
I've been doing deep.
All I'm thinking about is just. All I'm thinking about is these two fighting. That's all I want.
True. Well, we could. When we do the Patreon, I do have a thing I want to try with them. I went to California and I scored some weed goodies, so I'm going to have them. I'm thinking of some challenges we can do.
Oh,
have
fantastic.
Them compete. I have two.
Challenges and
two king size cones.
I would say there's a pull up bar out there.
Ooh.
That would be like a soccer game, dude. That might be 1-0.
You think it'll be.
I think that's a 0-0 draw. And don't get me wrong, I'd be right there with you, boys. I'm not trashing.
How many pull ups do you
have? Especially with my bug hand.
Dude, on break, we should.
How are you going to ignore the bug hand, dude?
What, the bug hand?
I got fucking munched last night by possibly a widow.
That could have been a widow.
You do hate
bugs. It could be a widow, dude. Yeah, because we had bed bugs 2 years ago.
I remember.
And I literally cannot stop thinking about these fucking things.
Really?
For 2 years. That's how. Do you ever get bed bugs?
Yeah, I told you. I was in a hostel
you lived
in Brazil.
Bugs.
Well, first of all, I had fleas. That was horrible. I had a hostel in Brazil where they were like. I was like, why is everyone leaving? It was a 12-person room. Like, I was like, why is everyone leaving? Like, there's bed bugs. And I was like, from the nursery rhyme? Like, the bed bugs?
Yeah, I know.
Bite?
I didn't know bed bugs.
Dude, I slept in bed bugs for 3 days. And then just went back to Philadelphia. Didn't even. I didn't.
Well, no.
Think
I mean,
they, like,
did you get them? Did you bring them at all?
I don't think so. I mean, no, we didn't have them in our apartment. You know, to my knowledge.
In your apartment, it's the worst.
You see them jumping around.
You don't really see them ever.
Oh, that's
you never
worst.
See them.
Yeah.
You gotta like look for them like with a flashlight in the corners of your bed and shit. But it's like this level of like PTSD type shit that just never goes away.
Yeah.
Like I'm always looking for bed bugs now.
Well, you've always, even in Philadelphia,
I have been a real bug guy.
You have a thing for like little tiny bugs. Like they fucking freak you.
Yeah,
like, dude, you did get wrecked that one.
Look at
pod.
This thing, dude.
So you think the bugs? You think the bed bugs? One? You think there was one lone survivor, like one I Am Legend?
Yeah, dude,
that survived.
I think there was one Marcus Luttrell, Mattress Luttrell. I think Mattress Luttrell got me.
Let me see that. I'll tell you if that's a bed bug. But
it's not a bed bug.
Nah,
it's
not
a
bed
bug. This thing is a either. Spider or mosquito?
Yeah, let me
but
see.
It's,
if it's spider,
it's
should have two part. Hole. It should have two holes.
No.
I don't see him. That's definitely not a spider bite.
Well, then how come it doesn't have one hole from the mosquito?
Could be something.
I think
else.
Your spider hole bite
could be something with a boar. Could be like some sort of horned caterpillar.
It could have been
fucking Pokemon. You might've,
dude.
You might have got rammed by a horned caterpillar.
This thing. This thing woke me up how bad it itched.
Really?
I was itching my fucking hand all night. And then I was like, what? I've never been bit on the inside of a hand by a mosquito.
True.
You always it could be an ant bite.
Ooh.
Ant?
Mm-hmm.
In my bed.
I thought ants had venom once. I'm embarrassed at this topic.
We got ants in the bed?
Possibly. Well, ants do. Like, it's slight venom. That's why it, like, itches.
No, they don't.
It's like mosquitoes. I lost
this argument. Hold on, what about a fly?
This fucking retard had something wrong with his eye, and he claimed an ant got it in his eye.
And it was venom, because I thought it was like Daddy Longlegs.
I've never heard any...
Daddy Longlegs have...
What was the answer?
Daddy Longlegs don't have poison.
I just was attached to it after 10 minutes of telling you guys.
I understood the Daddy Longlegs. The Daddy Longlegs venom story is true. A lot of people believe that.
Okay.
About, like, they have so much venom it could kill a guy, but they can't puncture your skin with their fangs.
Damn.
Yes.
It's not true. It's not true, but that's a very common fucking lie. It's common enough that a fucking guy like me believed it.
True. What's up?
I built lies on top of that foundation.
And then,
lies,
yeah,
dude.
He took the Daddy Longlegs legend and built it into ants.
It's like everything
and
has.
In the eyeball and then crushed.
And one day, he had a fucked up eyeball.
Yeah.
I think clearly just pink eye.
I did get pink eye a couple times that year.
Yeah, I think it was 100% just pink eye.
Nah, that was ant.
And he was like, what I think happened was, I think an ant was on my hand.
Yeah.
And I went like this and smashed an ant into my eye.
Obviously got the venom.
He thought he, instead of just like, this was clearly fucking pink eye.
Yeah.
I think what happened was I picked up an ant. And shoved it in my own eye.
Well, to be fair, did you try?
What was the actual? Was that close to what you thought it was?
That was exactly the math I was doing.
Yeah. And I had to. It was one of those. Right now, yeah. It had to be one of those. Like you don't want to call somebody out on like a blatant like you're wrong type thing.
I thought there was wiggle room.
But this was like 100%. I was like, no. Dude.
Like, just well, came down so hard the other way. I was like, there's gotta be wiggle here.
It would have been easy. Well, it'd be. Stay up on the, try no to stay on the mic a little ants. Bit there, Woodman. No. Wood, try to get up on the. Yeah, there you go, dude. So,
don't
how
worry.
Is Woodman sounding? The mayor? Is he fading in? He's good. All right, good.
I rock back.
Easy way to tell if you got an ant in your eye. If you got some sort of ant venom, you should have tried to shrink yourself.
And then get knocked out by a black guy in New York.
Already got knocked out.
That was a good punch.
Oh.
Rick Moranis?
Mick Moranis? Yeah, someone finally got him back for shrinking those damn kids, dude.
Yeah. I hate people playing with my damn kids.
I think it was that 60-year-old guy who jerked off on Zoom. Was like, Rick Moranis, you motherfucker.
Playing
shrinking
games.
Shrinking up goddamn kids. A science experiment's not worth it, Rick.
That's the devil's work. Can't be shrinking
them. And then the next one, you made them big. What the hell's wrong with you, Rick?
Can't be shrinking old damn kids.
Shrinking your own kids?
Yeah, solid one punch.
Oh, dude, someone is
that? Have you seen it? Dude, Rick Moranis, he's walking down the street in New York and some dude just suckered him and kept walking.
Ooh.
Sick move.
When someone thought he was Woody Allen, it was like, pedophile motherfucker.
It was under the scaffolding, too. Rick Moranis hasn't been able to take a punch in his life.
Dude.
Of course not.
He's like 60.
He got knocked out under the scaffolding?
Yeah.
Fucked. Every time I walk under there, I'm like, I wonder if I could jump and hang. He was probably looking up, like, I wonder if I could jump and swing. Just got fucked.
No, he was definitely walking. He was like, okay, this black guy's not going to hurt you. Everything's fine. Don't be afraid of a black guy, Rick. God, what are you, Rick? Oh, no.
That'd be funny if he was the black guy was with his wife. He's like, honey, here's that motherfucker that shrunk the kid. Here's that motherfucker. Go right there.
He's a son of a bitch now.
They're in the motherfucking grass, Rick. They're lost. Everything looks like a jungle, you motherfucker. This is karma, Rick.
It was. Rick took one. Oh, to the chin, dude. And then he just laid. He was laid. He
fucking... said he's okay.
Yeah. He said he was fine. He was in the hospital longer than Trump, yeah.
Remember the Philly comedian who got knocked out? There was a dude on his porch, like gargoyle style, and fucking.
Just, yeah, we talked about it. It was.
We had him on.
Last time
Watkins.
I did this. Yeah.
It was Watkins.
No, it wasn't.
No.
It wasn't Watkins.
Eddie Hansen. Teddy Hansen.
Teddy Hansen.
Teddy Hansen, yeah.
He got gargoyled. He was just chilling, and somebody came to life and fucking killed
him. Yeah, black dude got him.
He was on his own porch.
God damn.
It was terrible.
No.
I wonder, do you think that guy was just like a grown up kid who was just a knockout game veteran? Who was just like, I don't even sneak up on people anymore. I just see celebrity. I only knock out celebrities.
Like Tyson take a fight every now and then.
I mean, dude, if you wanted to, you know, play the knockout game, you should only play it on celebrity. It'd be so funny if people started going around just knocking celebrities out. Like Brad Pitt just gets
True. That actually would make the knockout game like people would like be like, actually this is pretty good.
It would make it more like
just one punch in like Harrison Ford.
Oh,
like 92. You just level him.
It's Kathy. What's like Kathy Griffin?
Han Solo ass motherfucker.
Dude, Kathy Griffin, dude. What's her name?
Yeah.
Kathy Lee, whatever.
Kathy Griffin.
The small
Kathy Griffin.
Just someone.
Kathy Griffin.
Yeah. Say it 10 times, dude. You start being
one like, of them's something.
Yeah. The lady who did the Trump head.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Kathy Griffin.
That's not right.
Yeah.
Griffin? Griffith.
Yeah, Kathy Griffin.
Griffin. Red hair from Bravo.
Is it Griffith or Griffith? Come on, LeVere. Hold on. Griffin.
How do you type that loud?
Damn, dude. Woodman's in your ass, yeah,
Woodman's
bro.
Woodman's all up on you.
Woodman's usually not.
I record in a basement that, like, I have to time the fucking air conditioning and shit. I'm very sensitive to outside sound.
Woodman doesn't get after people like this. He's on your ass, dude. Think how unlikable you have to be for the Woodman to come at you.
I'm the most comfortable with you. That's why I'm chiding you.
Oh, God.
That's nice if you would.
Yeah, that's
you. Wood, you're a great guy.
Wood, you're such a great guy.
Thank you.